Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is not a battle of dollars. This is a battle for the hearts and minds of America so that we can protect our children, protect innocent people. If you take a look at the number of people who use illegal guns to commit suicide, the number of people that are killed every year, we're the only civilized country in the world that has this problem.
Listen, you moron, you. I'm getting feedback in my microphone. I can hear myself talking, so it's hard for me to talk to my audience. And so, therefore, we're off and running at the races on the Savage Nation. Somebody hit the wrong button, and I can hear my voice coming back at me, so I can't do my show. I guess there's a mix-minus button that somebody forgot, and I'll keep talking until you get it right. Maybe KSFO can get an engineer out of the toilet to fix the show, because I'm not going to start the show until you fix the board. And I can't do a show because I hear my voice coming through the speaker. So one more second is all you're getting, and then Michael Savage is going off the air, and there will be no show today because there's no engineer. The engineer must be in the toilet. He's supposed to be there, and he's not there. So I'm going to give you some questions, and then we're going to go to Mantovani music until the people at KSFO can figure out how to run a national show. My phone number is 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282. Here are the three questions. One, why do liberals like Michael Bloomberg fear guns and gun owners? Two, why is Harry Reid so obsessed with the Nevada ranch? Three, should the U.S. send weapons to the Ukraine? Four, is there any relationship between the BLM standoff with the cowboys and the sudden appearance of a shooter at a Jewish center the next day? I think there is. And I'll tell you about it if I can get the technical business behind me on the Savage Nation. But apparently right now there's no engineer who can do this. So at this time we're going to go to a best of. And I'll be back. I can guarantee you I will be back on the Savage Nation. Eric, run a best of. I can't do the show. Eric, go to a best of, I just said. Eric,
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Tell me which button it is. They don't know what.
American universities, this destructive attack upon America, which started with the radical feminist movement, because I remember it, I've been around long enough to remember it, it was the loudmouth, vicious, anti-white, anti-male, anti-Christian feminist who started the assault on Western civilization in the 1960s. The communists were screaming, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civ has got to go. Hey, hey, but they didn't say what they wanted to replace it with. What did they want to replace it with? The racist societies that they're promulgating right now? The racist, most anti-woman societies on the planet are the ones that they're now behind? Do they have any idea what they're talking about? But I want to go to the bigger issue, not get down in the gutter with these scam artists on the left. I want to tell you something about civilization and cultures. I went to the Fine Arts Museum in San Francisco. It's become a salvation for me. I grew up in the arts in the sense of worshiping the incredible talent of the greats. And I was standing there looking at art, my favorite periods, I don't have to tell you what they are, but I stood in a room where there was a statue of a Lombardi prince from the 1500s, one of the finest pieces of sculpture I've ever seen. Then I go all the way back to pre-Columbian art, and I see the primitive sculptures of pre-Columbian art. Very interesting from an ethnographic point of view, but certainly not comparable to the great art of Western civilization. It's not comparable in any way. It may be beautiful, and it may be an artifact that's of interest and of great value, but it doesn't approach the great art of Western civilization. It's the same with music. It can't be touched by any society on the planet. Some of the primitive music, which I adore, by the way, and I grew up dancing to some of it, are mere shells or remnants of the great music of Western civilization. And so as I walk around the museum, and I look at these incredible paintings, I wonder at the minds of the people and how they had to control their emotions and what they had to study and the discipline, the years of study in art schools to be able to paint like that. And, of course, no one can really do that anymore because we don't have the discipline. That's okay. I can't control what the society has become nor what it will become. But I can put things in context for myself and then hopefully for my radio audience. There is nothing on earth to compare with the great artworks of Western civilization. Nothing. There's fine Chinese music. It doesn't compare. There's fine Japanese music. It doesn't compare. There's just no comparison to the heights of Western civilization. There never has been, and it probably never will be. And now let's go to the politics of the day. You have a president who detests Western civilization. He has profited from it, and yet the first thing he did was send back the bust of one of the great men of our time, Winston Churchill. This is Michael Savage. Again, we're trying to produce a live show. We're having problems. There are numerous technical difficulties. For example, I am now hearing my voice coming back to me again because the engineers and the other folks at KSFO were not prepared. I am on a distant location right now. I am not in studio, and as a result, the show cannot go on live at this time. I will try to take a call and see what happens. Radu on WMAL, let's take this call. Radu, welcome to the Savage Nation. No calls. Okay, so I have no calls, no screening, no nothing. We'll go to the next call. Line 2, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. We have no calls coming up as well. All right, my friends, go to a best of. I've done the best I can. Hey, Eric.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. From the Barber of Seville to the Barbarians on the Hill. Just give me a minute, please. Listen to this. From a dead white male. Andrew, we have now whiny chick music and crack music, wherever you turn. Listen to the end of this. Listen to how this mine worked. It brings me to tears to think that there were mines on the planet like this. Listen to how he builds this. Listen to the mine. Okay? Just let yourself go. Go with it. Okay, here we go. Probably heard this, didn't know who it was. Here we go, test number 3 on the Savage Nation. We might have calls, we might have sound, we might have no feedback. After all, it's only a national show, and there's no reason for things to be tested prior to the show. It's very important that people do other things. So Michael Savage, who is probably the most revered talk show host in America, gets nothing but the best whenever he needs it. And so we'll try once again to go to a national show. Again, the phone number is 855-407-282. There are three questions for you. Why do libs like Bloomberg fear guns and gun owners? 2, why is Harry Reid obsessed with the Nevada ranch? Does it have anything to do with rare earth minerals and China? You didn't hear that one, did you? 3, should the United States send weapons to the Ukraine? I will try one caller right now out of Reno. KQOH, Billy on line 5. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Billy, go ahead, please. Billy, go ahead, please. No, no, Billy. Just feedback of Michael Savage. See, this is what I'm saying. Well, they're rehearsing. They're getting it ready. We're only 21 minutes into a national show. And I would think within the hour, everyone will have it ready, and it'll be really good within another 30 minutes. We'll keep trying. We'll go to KOHL, WABC, Cole. Cole, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on the radio. Go ahead, please.
This is Savage?
You're on the radio, I said. Talk.
Hello?
All right, take a walk. We'll try. See, this is how the show works. What we do is we rehearse live on the Savage Nation. Everyone is so sure of themselves, and they're so busy doing other things than preparing for the Savage Nation show, that nothing works when I go on the air. And so, therefore, we rehearse while we're on the air. Let's try Deborah on KQOH in Reno. Deborah, go ahead, please. Deborah, you're on the Savage Nation.
Sorry. I want to answer the questions.
Yes, go ahead. Can't hear you. Okay. Eric Santos, this is Michael Savage. Go to a best of.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Thus, didn't know who it was. So, we have gone from the Barber of Seville to the Barbarians on the Hill. This is the Savage Nation talking about all of those things. You know, you listen to Rossini's Barber of Seville. I heard it the other day in a car. I said, I've got to play it for a minute, take a chance. Look how fast this man's mind could be. Listen how fast it was. Pre-drug mind. And you have musicians today, so-called musicians. They're basically barbarians, faking it as musicians. Everything is ersatz, the painting, the music, you name it. A collapsed, broken society with false idols everywhere you turn, whether they're false preachers or false musicians, whatever, false scientists, whatever you want to do, wherever you turn. Ersatz. You know what I'm saying? Mayonnaise, not butter, whichever way you want to look at it. Margarine, not butter, whichever way you want to look at it. Olive-like, not olive, you know. And you ask yourself, how did this happen? How did the people become so denatured and the... It's mystifying, actually, to think. It doesn't happen overnight. So if you think you're going to turn it around overnight, you're mistaken. When a thing like this happens to a society, it doesn't turn around overnight just because you know it, or because a million of us know it, or 10 million of us know it, or 30 million of us know it. You got to remember, it's a world of 5 billion people, most of whom live in the darkness of getting and spending. The darkness of getting and spending. The darkness of buying and selling. The darkness of entertaining themselves and shopping. The darkness of looking at sluts in Hollywood as the role models, not Martha Washington. The darkness of looking at fakers in Hollywood who are pretending to be heroes when the real heroes of the world are never seen nor heard, whether they be in Afghanistan or in Iraq or in a hospital room or at a ward for crippled children. You never see these people. And so we live in the darkness. That in some ways it's worse than the darkness of the Middle Ages. In some ways, although we are certainly better off physically than our ancestors were, although that's debatable unto itself, would you say that we live in the light, living in a society that we live in today? You know, you look at men in the suburbs, the white suburbs,
You say, oh, that's the lily white suburbs. It's all good there. And I see men with children and wives. They're probably decent people. They dress like boys. I just look and I don't understand it. How can a grown man walk around with shorts, I ask myself, and a hat on backwards pushing a stroller? Does he look at himself in the mirror? I mean, I'm not the sartorial expert of the world, but something, there's something in that image that I feel as though like from another planet sometimes. A grown man pushing a carriage wearing shorts and a hat on backwards trying to look like an 11-year-old boy. How does this happen? The father looks like Beavis and Butthead.
Hey.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation, take four. We are now 33 minutes after the hour with technical problems from the top of the hour until now. We're going to try one more time to see if we can make everything run smoothly. I've been on a remote location now for several days. I prepared all morning, but unfortunately I haven't been able to get any calls up. We've had feedback problems. And here are the three questions if you've just joined us on the Savage Nation. They're very serious times that we are living in. Should the U.S. send weapons to Ukraine or American troops? You know my answer on that. Are you crazy? Why do liberals like Michael Bloomberg fear guns and gun owners? I think you pretty much know the answer to that. Why a psycho like Michael Bloomberg would spend $50 million of his own money to try to take the guns out of your hands. Now, while Bloomberg is spending $50 million of his own money to take away your Second Amendment, there's a movie director by the name, I forget his name, I can't even remember it. He produces the worst pollution in the history of the human race. Every movie is either pornography or guns or murder, and he's against guns. And he's in the White House every other week. A good friend of Obama, in other words. He's doing a movie against the NRA as well. So the question is now, what do we do with all the Larry Davids of the world? The psychos from Brooklyn and Queens who made it big and now run the whole country, including the presidency. What do we do with these lunatics who are now trying to take away our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, our Fourth Amendment? God knows what they want tomorrow. There's not enough power in the world for these psychopaths. They think that everything is something to be mocked. That's question only number two, but there are other questions. Number three, why is Harry Reid so obsessed with the Nevada Ranch? I've done a lot of research on this subject. And you say, well, I've heard that there's more to it. I've heard that the ranch is sitting on land that he wants to use for solar development. Well, that's partly true. What you don't know is that Harry Reid is obsessed with this case for another reason. Why is he so obsessed with a small rancher who has not paid grazing fees when the country is overrun with illegal aliens who have not paid taxes? Did you hear? Why does that lowlife Senator Chuck Schumer get involved publicly when a New York company or five are not paying any taxes at all? Why? There are 100 million Americans no longer working. There are people on entitlements in numbers greater than those working. There are more Americans on food stamps than the number of women working in America. Russians are on the border or inside Ukraine, and Harry Reid is obsessed with the BLM ranch issue. Why? Why was it almost Waco or Ruby Ridge? Why was Senator Reid's involvement brought up at the last minute by Prison Planet, that website, and instantly, within seconds or minutes of Reid's name being attached to the raid, the bowel movement, the bowel movement, the BLM decided to back down and leave. Why? Don't you think that there's a coincidence here? Well, many of you have read that a $5 billion Chinese solar project backed by Harry Reid and his son was recently shelved. But what you don't know is what I'm about to tell you. Are you ready for this? Harry Reid is involved in multiple solar and wind projects throughout the Nevada desert. And he's making an attempt to grab another piece of the land. Now, that's one of the issues. But there's another element to why old Harry Reid is so involved between the cowboys and the government. I told you this, I tried to tell you this the other day. The Bundy Ranch in Nevada is 140 miles from the Molycorp mine.
Now, you don't know what the Mollycoore mine is. The Mollycoore mine is a rare earth resource development mine. Rare earths are found mainly in China. They have cornered the market. Rare earths are necessary for our computer chips, primarily in our military weaponry. Now, I have chills up my spine by telling you there is treason and treachery at the highest level in the United States of America right now. You have people who would sell this country down the river for 10 cents. Now, I'm not saying that that's what this is about, but it's interesting to me that the Bundy Ranch is only 140 miles from the Mollycoore mine. Now, it's also interesting to me that the energy connection, the Mollycoore mine, rare earths are all involved, and I have to get into this in a little more detail a little later on. But you should also know that the U.S. government itself is involved in this conspiracy to undermine our national security, in my opinion. Because the U.S. government did not say a word when Mollycoore, that mine in California near the Bundy property, when Mollycoore acquired a major foreign rare earth processor with factories in China, and that Mollycoore now ships our most defense critical heavy rare earth and rare earth magnet materials for processing to the Chinese facilities. I don't think you know any of this. I think you must understand that this show that I'm doing today, despite the problems, is perhaps one of the most important shows I've ever done in my life. We have reached a point of no return, and the cowboys facing off the cowards in the BLM, the bowel movement of the U.S. government, the cowboys were representing the United States of America. And the punks and cowards with their vests and their machine guns ready to shoot women and children were called off at the last minute only when Harry Reid's name was tied to a solar plant tied to adjacent land. But you didn't hear the rest of the story. And I told you a little bit of the rest of the story. I told you about a thing called rare earth metals. I told you that there's a mine in California near the Bundy property, the ranch in question, that purchased a major foreign rare earth processor with factories in nowhere else but China. And that this mine now ships our most defense-critical heavy rare earth and rare earth magnet materials to China for processing. To make matters worse, our Department of Defense, under Hagel the Bagel, says this is a victory because it's reduced the price of these rare earth metals for the U.S. military. Do you have any idea how far this goes? Do you understand that we have been played by China? Or do you understand that we're being played by our own senators and secretaries for a dime? Do you understand that last year this administration approved the sale of A-123's lithium-ion battery technology to China? Now you say, what do I care about that? That technology was developed after hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer-funded loan guarantees were spent. And then when the company went into bankruptcy, the Chinese company called Wangxing, W-A-N-Z-I-A-N-G, which is closely tied to the Communist Party leadership, moved in and purchased the company and technology for pennies on the dollar. By the way, this company, Wangxing, invests heavily in Detroit and Chicago. And according to an expert in the field, Richard Daley and a representative of Rahm Emanuel were en route to China to meet with Wangxing leadership on the very day that the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, approved the deal in what was supposed to be a secret process. The expert on this is a group called Strategic Materials Advisory Council. And they are onto this. This is the biggest story of your lifetime. And you heard more tonight on the Savage Nation, or today on the Savage Nation, than you've learned from every other radio show put together, despite all of the problems in getting me on the air. And I assume I'm on the air. I don't know if I'm on the air. Thus far, I'm still talking in a room. I have no idea if the show is being broadcast, but I will keep going. And I'll go to the next level, and I'll try to take some calls. George on line 6 on WJR. Go ahead, George.
Michael, can I at least say God bless you for your courage and your wisdom?
Now, hold on. Before we go on, did you hear what I just said? Was I broadcasting about the rare earth metals? Did you hear all that, George?
loud and clear here in Detroit, and I can give you some ground information. You're 100% correct. And in regard to Harry Reid, these autocrats, these self-serving people need to understand that we, the people, are not going to just roll over for them. We're very intelligent.
Well, I think that the cowboy standoff was the beginning of, I'm telling you what I'm going to say is very controversial. I have been authoring a book for a year now called Stop the Coming Civil War. The publisher thought that that was a little too hot to handle. When she saw the cowboys standing off against the cowards in the bowel movement, the BLM, she said, holy God, Savage, you were right. I said, that was the American Tea Party. That was the Boston Tea Party. And unless these, I have to control myself, unless the gangsters in Congress are stopped, there will be a civil war in this country.
Absolutely correct. Now, the good news is that we do triumph. We still have to go through a couple of rough times. The Prince of the Air has been kind of interfering with your broadcast show today a little bit. But again, I've got reports that the bowel men were actually even some paid, let's just call them mercenaries.
Where from? Were they from the Ukraine or China?
Yeah, exactly. Let's just bring them over here. And
what did he do? He brought some Ukrainian thugs in? And some People's Liberation Army thugs and put them in BLM uniforms or Postal Service uniforms and gave them machine guns with hollow point bullets?
Yeah, exactly. Now, to keep it on the light side, if the cattle had come across from Mexico, perhaps we'd have a whole different situation in regards to what we would do with that. We'd probably give them some protected territory, set up some little barns.
Look, I would like to go along with the humor in your voice, but there's no humor in this. The American people, this is a tinderbox. And at the same time that this is happening, the American Tea Party was finally seen. The Boston Tea Party was finally seen with guns ready to fire, and it happened last week, and it was Harry Reid behind the bowel movement, the BLM people, the cowards who should be thrown in prison for doing this, standing, people said, oh, they'll never do this, they'll never shoot on American people. Of course they would. Of course they will. Of course the new military will fire on the American people. Why do you think that Obama has decapitated the entire leadership of the military? And why do you think a lout like Michael Bloomberg would say, I'm spending $50 million to take away your Second Amendment, literally 2 days after the standoff? Now, I've been off the air for quite a few days. I went off the air last Wednesday was my last show. I was off Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. The first half hour of this show was like flying a plane that lost its altimeter. It lost its radar. One of the engines quit on a two-engine jet, and this plane was plummeting to the ground. I pulled it out 30 minutes into the descent, and I believe we're now flying straight. When I come back, I will continue to take your calls on these topics and others. Hold on now. Again, I want to give you the phone number because there's one open line, 855-407-282. Why is Harry Reid so obsessed with the Nevada Ranch? Why do libs like Bloomberg fear guns and gun owners? Should the U.S. send weapons to the Ukraine? And hold on one more minute. What occurred to me was a day or two after the standoff in the Nevada desert, all of a sudden a Nazi was released who goes and kills people outside a Jewish center in Kansas. He kills two Christians, by the way, and then one Jewish person. And before it even is over, within hours, we have his complete dossier. We know who he is. We know who he is, where he comes from. We know he's said Heil Hitler. And strangely enough, that organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center released all the information about this Nazi literally within a few hours of the event occurring. It seemed to me it was a seamless connection between the Nazi being released and him going on a shooting spree outside two Jewish organizations in the Midwest. And so what am I getting at? What I am getting at is perfectly possible to me that he was a madman under control of a government agent, probably who infiltrated his little cell, made believe he was one of them, and told the man now is the time to get those Jews. Why? Why would they want to have a shooting at a Jewish center literally a day after the government backed off from American cowboys? I'll let you think about that. I'll take a quick break, and I'll come right back on the Savage Nation.
Well, it's not over. We can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
He is not a victim, and he's not a hero. The facts aren't in dispute. He's been using land that he doesn't own for over 20 years, and he didn't pay. He broke the law. There are hundreds of ranchers throughout Nevada that conduct their profession honorably. There's thousands of them throughout the country. And when they have a dispute with the BLM...
The sound. Turn it off. That was Harry Reid and the son of Frankenstein in the minds of millions of Americans, someone we never heard of now. Rory Reid has popped up out of the desert sands and suddenly saying that the rancher should be prosecuted, that he's a bad man, he broke the law. He broke the law. And how about the 30 million Mexicans and El Salvadorans and Chinese who are here who have broken the law, Mr. Reid? Do you think they should pay a fine or be deported? How about the tens of millions who are out of work, Rory? You think they should be helped instead of you picking on one rancher? By the way, this just came up on Fox News. The feds are accused of leaving a trail of wreckage in the area that they occupied in the Nevada ranch standoff, including, are you ready for this? They shot up water tanks, they cut water lines, they knocked down fences, and their hired goon cowboys shot and killed two prize bulls under the guise of protecting their horses. These cowards in tax suits, these cowards in the bowel movement, the BLM, did all of this damage, and you want the federal government to manage this land? You have no idea that it goes much deeper than cattle, and it goes much deeper than land, and it goes much deeper than solar farms. It goes right into the earth. In my opinion, it goes right to the rare earths that have been sold to our would-be enemies in China. I try to tell you about the Molycorp mine, 140 miles from this incident. I tried to tell you about the fact that these rare earths were being shipped to China for processing and they're needed in our military equipment. I tried to tell you that there are Americans today who are worse than the British were before the revolution. Now you say those are very strong words. Well, they are very strong words for very strong times. We have seen in that standoff the real Boston Tea Party.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
And I believe that the standoff the other day, the federal agency, the bowel movement that backed down over the weekend in the standoff with Nevada Cowboys, I believe that was our real Tea Party. There's been a Tea Party in America, but there was never really a standoff with the British. That was the standoff with the British. That was the start of the Second American Revolution. And the reason I say it is not because I wish for it. I wish it does not happen. I wish to God that this administration is thrown out of office by some fiat, by executive order of the people. I wish to God that we had an opposition party instead of an oligarchy. I wish to God there was a movement to impeach Obama, to impeach Holder, to impeach Harry Reid. I wish that there was an opposition movement in America that could avoid such bloodshed. But my guts tell me that this government is ready to go to the mats and is willing to kill men, women, and children with their desire to destroy our sovereignty and to make more money for their contributors. There's no other way to put it. I told you that I have been fearing this for a long time. I told you I've been writing a book called Stop the Coming Civil War. My publisher thought it was too hot a book. It'll be out only in October. It's not even available. But when we all saw what happened over the weekend with the Bundy Ranch, everyone in the publishing business said, oh, my God, Savage was right. There is a possibility for another revolution and a civil war. We don't know what in the world Obama and his minions are thinking. Why would they do this over a few cows? Well, it turns out it's not about cows. It's not about grass. It's not about grazing. It may be about rare earth resources under the ground that have been sold out to our friends in China.
And there's an awful lot that you haven't learned about this that you will learn about it on the rare earth front. And so that's another big topic that we're going to talk about. I want to talk about something else, which is what happened right after the standoff, a day later. I think it was a day later. I was shocked that a Nazi screaming Heil Hitler when he was arrested goes and shoots Jewish people and Christian people, thinking they were Jews, in Kansas, I believe. And that within hours, the very questionable group, the shady, very creepy group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the creepiest group in America, a very dangerous group, in my opinion, an arm of the government, no doubt. The Southern Poverty Law Center immediately had a dossier on the Nazi. They knew who he was. They knew where he came from. They knew he had an anti-Semitic history. They had it ready to go for the press. The very same individuals who have been involved in so many shady things in the last 20 years, the Southern Poverty Law Center had it all ready to go. I said to myself, wait a minute, hey, Michael, you weren't born yesterday. Isn't it odd that the day after the government backs down from the cowboys, a Nazi is shooting up people at a Jewish center, killing two Christians and one Jew, and they have his dossier ready within minutes, or a couple hours, rather. How is that possible? So I said, wait a minute, you want to go into a conspiracy theory? I say, well, I'm not given to them. I am actually given to them now. I've been in this business long enough to tell you that I am into them. Because with Obama, it's real easy to recognize a conspiracy when you see it. As they say, if it sounds like a conspiracy, and it walks like a conspiracy, and it talks like a conspiracy, and it quacks like a conspiracy, why, then it is a conspiracy. You can call it a conspiracy if you will, but I want to know if you think there's a connection between the Nazi who killed those people at the Jewish center a day after the standoff, and why would the government, let's take it from the top. Let's say there is a conspiracy, that he was under the control of a government agent who infiltrated his Nazi cell, and he was one of them, but he had him under mind control, and he says to him, hey, you know, John, them Jews, this, I think it's time to strike. And they get him the gun, and all of a sudden, he drives in there, oh, go get them, John. In other words, there are people who are, you know, crackpots, and they are controlled. And he didn't even know it was a government agent egging him on. The guy probably disappeared into the woodwork. That's one conspiracy. But the question is now, why would a government do that? Why would any government want to have a guy like this, a neo-Nazi, go haywire and shoot up a Jewish center a day after the standoff? And a day after that, Bloomberg comes out spending $50 million a few days later on gun control. So the answer is simple. If you want to put this together, the government wants you to see how dangerous American people are with guns. Because after all, the only legitimate authority, as Mao Zedong said, is all power comes out of the barrel of a gun. So since Harry Reid learned from Mao Zedong that all power comes out of the barrel of a gun, you can't have people having the barrels of guns pointed at these government agents. So therefore, you say, okay, well, in that sense, since all power comes out of the barrel of a gun, and the U.S. government is now following Mao Zedong's edict, why not? So you release a Nazi, shoots up Jews and Christians, and then he says, oh my, we got to control people. We got to take guns out of their hands. They're really unreliable. They're unreliable. We're going to have to seize them. Then all of a sudden, to the rescue, here comes the Lone Ranger, riding out of New York. Here he comes, galloping in from New York to save us from ourselves. The man who saved us from our sodas. The man who saved us from our hot dogs. The man who saved us from our hamburgers is now going to save us from our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, because, after all, a schmuck like him, if he got so far, must know everything. How could he spend $50 million of his own money unless he's smart? And therefore, if he's that smart, what do we care about the people? What do they know, these little idiots? They have to be laughed at by him, by Woody Allen, by Larry David, by Harvey Weinstein, by Spielberg, by Katzenberg, and you're nothing. You're garbage. You're trash. You're nothing but white trash to all of them. You see, there's a little anger in my voice today, a little rage underneath the anger, and a little something beyond the anger and the rage. I'll now open it up to you at 855-407-2822. As I say, settle back. We're flying high today. We're at 46,000 feet now. In order to save on aviation fuel, we're flying at a higher altitude after that rough start. And I'm asking you to settle back, have a drink on the plane, and the minute I come back, the captain will mingle amongst the passengers And we'll have a conversation about all of these topics right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855.
I think race has something to do with the fact that they're not bringing up an immigration bill. I've heard them say to the Irish, for just you, this would be easy.
What a lying sack of lies. That was Nancy Pelosi saying, I've heard them say to the Irish, if it was just you, it would be easy. Have you ever heard anything more despicable and anything lower than Nancy Pelosi, other than Harry Reid? She says that they said to the Irish, what Irish? What Irish were the Republicans talking to? That it's against the Mexican people themselves, it's against Chinese themselves? Why is Nancy Pelosi obsessed with bringing in 30 million illegal aliens? Why is Harry Reid obsessed with a land grab in Nevada? Why is John McCain obsessed with starting World War III? Why are you not understanding the 11th hour and 59th minute that America is in right now? The phone number is 855-400-7282, but you can't get on the air. We've had a rough start, and now the plane is flying fine. I'm going to go to a few callers. WABC in New York. Tom, welcome to the program. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Michael. Blessed to us all. Michael, I think we have to look at something else. President Bush, the first president, he just turned in his membership card to the National Rifle.
Well, let's pause. Can you confirm that that's true?
I don't know, Michael. I read the sources everybody else reads.
But what source said that? Wait, hold it. I know you change your name every time you call a show.
No, I don't, Michael.
It's okay. Now you're Tom. It's fine. You said that Bush Sr. turned in his NRA card. Tell me the source of that statement.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah, I got nothing to do. I'll go make a tuna sandwich. I'll make one with cheese. It takes a little longer. Oh, you go look. That's all. Suddenly there's no source. Okay, next caller, next case. Next case on the Savage Nation. Next case. KSFO in San Francisco. Chuck, you're on the air with Michael Savage and millions of others. What's on your mind?
Hey, President Tabulander, Michael Savage. So, number one, I got 3 points here concerning the Bundy Ranch scenario. Number one, not only a shout-out to the Cowboys, but to the protesters, and even furthermore, the BLM Nazis that were there, I guarantee it would have been way worse if the militiamen were not actively there. I was on the call.
Oh, hold it. Now we understand why this illegitimate government has been buying up billions of rounds of hollow point ammunition. Does it start to add up now what this administration has in mind for the American people?
It was a test. This is a test because what they're doing is, even on the calls, the militiamen were indicating there were drones flying around. They were basically taking and assessing the number of people. So that's my first point.
I know people who are not members of militias. I know ordinary businesswomen who watched that event and said, I wish to God I could be in the desert with the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, no. There were a lot of people there. Don't get me wrong. They were protesters. What I'm saying is, because of the presence of those militiamen, I guarantee it would have made been...
Oh, no, I agree with you, but I'm saying something else. I am saying that if the government ever tries this again, there won't just be a bunch of cowboys out there. There's liable to be 100,000 Americans out there. There'll be 100,000 Americans standing with the cowboys next time.
Oh, yeah. So that leads... Okay, so my second point here. And thanks for pointing out that thing with the mine issue that everybody...
Yeah, I don't know. Went over everyone's head. For an hour, I talked about the rare earths that's under the ground, used in our military equipment, being sold out to the Chinese military.
Exactly.
It was the biggest story of our life, and no one's called me about the rare earth metals.
Yeah. Our government is owed us money. Now, it gets even and leads to my third point, Dr. Savage, and something I want you to research this and find out, too, because I've looked at it myself. Supposedly, there is, and I've seen the document online, but I can't honestly 100% confirm it, but Jim DeMint, it was claimed that he had pulled some kind of interoffice memo from the White House, and that's where it gets a little cloudy here, but something along the lines of, it's not just 9,000 acres in, you know, Arizona, or excuse me, Nevada. There is something on the mention of 10 million acres of land encompassing from, for example, from like Texas, New Mexico, all the way north.
Well, I tell you, I don't know if that's true. All I know is that everyone should understand there are strategic materials that are being stolen from our soil, underneath our soil, that have been sold to China, and the strategic material is necessary for our war machine. And this is what goes on under the guise of the Obama administration. The strategic metals I talked about in the rare earths is the biggest story you've ever heard about in the history of talk radio, and you heard it first on the Savage Nation. I can guarantee you this is going to get bigger and bigger. And perhaps one day it'll get so big that somebody in the government will go to prison for treason.
Join the...
It's the Savage Nation. I'm on the road again with old Willie Savage. And here we are. I mean, look, these stories right now are reaching a crescendo of importance, all coming together at once. It seems like everything's coming together at once. You got the rare earth minerals being sold to the communist Chinese by very highly placed American businessmen and legislators. I love the word Congress. I love the word Congress. I was driving down a street here in Florida called Congress Avenue. And then all of a sudden I play with words. I thought of the word Congress. What does it mean, Congress? The root is congregate, to put together. What do you mean, a Congress of what? I said. Well, they're supposed to be a Congress of representatives of the American people. They're supposed to represent us. But it's not. It's a Congress of lying louts. It's a Congress of lobbyists who would sell your daughter, your little two-month-old baby, down the toilet. They turn your daughter into a slave for a dime. If they could sell your daughter's skin to the Chinese, they would do it. Do you have any idea what evil is? Do you have any idea what evil there is on the planet? Why do you think evil comes with a swastika on it again? You think it must come marching with the Horst Wessel song again? You don't think it comes with a soft voice, a pair of eyeglasses, and a bad suit? No, evil comes in many forms. I try to tell you what was going on here, but you didn't want to listen to me. The Bundy Ranch, the cattle, the grass, that we all understand. Harry Reid, they should pay a fine for them. They're not paying the bowel movement, the BLM, blah, blah, blah. That's the surface story. Then all of a sudden comes out that Harry Reid's involved in the solar plants, that all over the Nevada desert, Harry Reid's involved with solar plants. There's a great article today by Wayne Allen Root, who has filled in for me from time to time. And he's written an article today that's going to be on Fox News about that. And here we have Iran building a nuclear bomb, Russian jet fighters threatening American ships, the Russians in the Ukraine, 100 million working-age Americans no longer working, more Americans on entitlements than working in the private sector, and all of a sudden Harry Reid is obsessed with a little ranch issue like this. He said, well, why? What's the involvement here? Well, he points out in his article about Reid's involvement is the number of green energy projects out there in Nevada desert. The $5 billion Chinese solar project backed by Reid and his son was recently shelved. But he said what they forgot to mention is Harry Reid's involvement in multiple solar and wind projects across the Nevada desert. Right? You didn't know about that. Green energy. You know what green energy is, don't you? Green energy. Well, who benefits from the green energy companies? Who are they? Well, that's only the surface again. See, the green energy story is only another subtext to the ranch, the cattle story. But beneath the green energy story, there's another story. And that story is about the strategic metals, the rare earths, that have been sold to the communist Chinese, who now have us over a barrel, for rare earths, which are minerals that are required in computer chips. Silicon, you ever heard of that? Silicon, Silicon Valley. That refers to only one metal, silicon. I mean, one earth that's no longer rare, of course. Never was rare. Silicon's ubiquitous. But there are elements like silicon that are required in the computer chips that are rare. They're called rare earths. They're not silicon. They're extremely rare. They're found in the Nevada desert. And this portion of the desert or close to it, was sold to the communist Chinese not too long ago. So now they control the computer chips that we need for our airplanes and our tanks and our ships. Do you understand what I just said to you? Do you think this is just hyperbole? Do you think this is just a radio show for your entertainment? Who do you think I am, Harry? What do you think I am, an entertainer? Why do you think I'm spending the best last years of my life doing this radio show? You think I enjoy the pressure I'm under? You think I love walking around with my head turned on my shoulders around my back day and night for fear that one of these whack jobs that the government will unleash will come after me? What do you think, this is a damn joke? I am trying to wake you up, you fools. You may think it's entertaining because once in a while I entertain you, because everybody needs a break. No, I'm not trying to entertain you. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to wake you up. I am the true Paul Revere of American society. I don't walk around with a funny hat and sell you a children's book. I created the Paul Revere Society in 1994. I didn't make a dime off the Paul Revere Society, not 10 cents. Well, now, unfortunately for me, the time is such that everybody must become Paul Revere. Everybody must be Paul Revere. Everybody must be ready to go out to the desert at a moment's notice. Everybody should have water bags in their garage ready to put on their cars and their SUVs. Because the next time these cowards and punks in the bowel movement come out for a rancher, there should be 100,000 people out there, men, women, and children. That's the only thing that will stop them. We may have to call in the UN to stop this government from shooting American people all over a buck. All, and you see what it's over? It's all over the dollar. Nothing else. It's always over money, isn't it? Now, it's one thing to be greedy. It's another thing to be greedy and a traitor. And so I'm going to show you that this is not new to American history. I'm going to demonstrate this to you with a show that was a movie, a play actually, called All My Sons. It was written by Arthur Miller, the playwright, in the late 40s about World War II and about a munitions manufacturer who was corrupt. And it was called All My Sons. It was played by Edgar G. Robinson. He played the manufacturer. And two of his sons are in it, and one of them is played by Burt Lancaster. The other son went into the Army, Air Force, in World War II, and he died. His plane crashed because the engine failed. As it turns out, his father, played by Edgar G. Robinson, was the manufacturer of that engine, and he cut corners in making the cylinders for the military, and the plane, the engine blew up, and his own son died. So in some of the critical scenes of that movie, and that play first, then the movie, the son who lived confronts his father and says, "What kind of man are you?" Now, I'm going to play some of these sound bites for you in a minute, because I want you to understand something. There have always been evil, greedy people in the world. There always will be evil, greedy people in the world. Going back to ancient times, the Romans had inspectors for scales because the butchers would rob the people. So the Romans had inspectors who would go around and make sure that there were fair weights and measures. Otherwise, the butcher rigged the scales. "I'm going to give you a pound of mortadella," and he gave you a half a pound or three quarters. So the government had blah, 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 blah. So there's always been corruption and greed in the human condition. But in terms of what's going on now in the Nevada desert, we're going back to a time, because there's so much at stake, like that as depicted in the All My Sons play. Now, before I play any of this, I want to add a caveat. You're saying, well, that was good. Arthur Miller wrote that play and showed the corruption inherent in the munitions manufacturers of World War II, who were making a fortune off the war at the risk and deaths of our own boys who were fighting the war. And I said to myself, where is the Arthur Miller of today? Why, there is no Arthur Miller today. Arthur Miller was a certified left-winger. Arthur Miller hated the American government. So Arthur Miller wrote the play to show how evil and corrupt the American government was then. Where is our Arthur Miller today? The answer is there is no Arthur Miller today. Because anyone who would write a play that would show what's going on in the desert wouldn't get that play produced, wouldn't get to see the movie made, because Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg would never produce such a movie. They control the movies, they control the theaters, they control the distribution. So even if Arthur Miller existed, you'd never see the movie. You get it? So now we're in double trouble. Because as I said to you, there's always been corruption and evil in the human condition. But in the past, we had skilled artists who could take on these gargantuan problems and perhaps through art awaken the people.
We don't have them anymore because they can't get produced. So with that as a background, to the best sound, the best show you probably heard all week, the most important, I'm going to start with clip 18 where the inspector says that the engine that was made was defective. Let's hear 18 right now, Eric.
It's about those cylinders, Mr. Dealer. Have you looked at them?
Why should I look at them? It's Joe's department.
Well, I thought you should know, too. They're defective.
Defective?
I'll have to reject the whole batch of them.
But you can't reject them. They've got to be shipped out on Monday morning.
The government tells me I got to inspect them, Mr. Deaver. You know that. Well, they're no good.
All right, so the inspector finds out that the cylinders for the warplanes are defective. Now, listen to clip 19.
That's right, Herb. The cylinders came out bad. Sometimes that happens. They come out bad.
But can't they be fixed? How can we...
Fixed? You mean we start from scratch on that order? By the time we do that, we're out of business.
We shouldn't have gone into this, Joe. We're way over our heads. We're not big enough. We had no right to accept those contracts.
I don't remember you saying anything when I got those contracts. You looked at the profits at the bottom of the page and you thought they were plenty big enough.
You said we could handle it. I relied on you.
We can handle it. So what do you want to do, Herb? Not ship them? Have them cancel us out? Put us out of business? Either we take the chance or we're through.
It's a crime to ship those cylinders out of here. You must
be. It's only a crime if you get caught. So ship them out of here, Herb. I say the cylinders are okay. Ship them out.
It's only a crime if you get caught. Did you catch that line? Now, Arthur Miller was one of the great playwrights. You understand how good the dialogue is, right? But as I say, he was a certifiable leftist, a socialist, who, in addition to marrying Marilyn Monroe, wrote some very interesting plays. I think he wrote Death of a Salesman. He wrote this one, All My Sons, became the movie, right? Now listen to clip 20, what happens with the bad cylinders they ship out.
Why didn't you tell them? You knew they were no good. You knew they wouldn't hold up.
Well, it was too late. The newspapers, it was all over the front pages. 21 planes crashed. It was too late, I tell you. They came with handcuffs to the factory. Now, what could I do? I ask you, what could I do, Chris? I did it for you.
That's the father telling the son who survived, whose other brother died in a plane crash in the war, because his own father made cylinders that were defective, right? So in this last piece, the next piece, you're going to hear the voice again of the character of the son who survived in the form of Burt Lancaster in 21. Let's hear it.
What kind of a man are you anyway? Kids hanging in the air by those cylinders, and you knew it. Oh, I was so proud of you. You were helping us to win, and... You were worried about your business. Don't you have a country? Don't you think about people? Don't you live in the world? Haven't you got a heart? Oh, what must I do to you? What must I do to you?
Did you hear that? What kind of man are you? Don't you have a country? Don't you have a heart? I direct that to our Congress. I direct that to all those in Congress who may be listening, laughing at me right now. The American people are saying to you what that character said to his father. Don't you have a country? Don't you have a heart? When you look at the eyes of your little girl or your grandchild, do you realize what you've just done to her through your greed and corruption? And when I finish out playing this, listen to 22 now from All My Sons on the Savage Nation today.
We get to be proud of the planes we fly. They come to be piece by piece, bit by bit. Something of you at home will have made them, and we're not alone. But my father has made me alone. He has betrayed us all. You at home who have kept faith with us. We out here who have kept faith with you. I'm ashamed. I can't face the other men. I can't face anybody. I don't know how to tell you any, but I'm going out on a mission in a few minutes, and I will not come back. I want you to forgive me, Annie, for doing this. It's the only way I know to pay for what he's done.
That's from the son who's in the military, who knows the engines are bad. And he goes out and dies, knowing he's going to die, from the defective cylinders his own father created, right? So finally now, you know, this is like the great days of radio, what I'm doing for you right now. I'm using actual radio theater to educate you to what's going on right in front of your eyes. This kind of corruption and greed that I'm playing for you from World War II, the World War II era, is going on in front of your eyes with regard, in my opinion, to rare earths and other components of our military that have been sold to the Chinese. Listen to clip 23.
I don't have to explain, not to you. You're my son, my flesh and blood. If I'm guilty, then you're guilty too, do you understand me? You're guilty too.
See, those were the great days of radio plays and TV, the movies. They were thematic themes with a conscience. and they helped awaken the American people to very important issues. We don't have this anymore because we have soulless individuals have taken over the movie business. Out of one side of the mouth, they talk about gun violence, and the other side of the mouth, they act in a movie with guns. One side of the mouth, Sean Penn talks against guns. The next day, he's seen with 13 guns in his car in East Bay. One day, he talks against violence against women. The next day, he's seen beating up a woman in a movie. One day, he talks against guns. The next day, he's in a movie beating someone with a gun or chopping his head off with a car. So you understand what we mean by corruption? You understand the corruption of the human soul. We get that. Hypocrisy has a name. Hypocrisy is attached to Hollywood primarily because they are individuals that live off hypocrisy. But that's an old story. That's not going to get us anywhere. We're way past Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. We're now up to rare earths. The Chinese own them. We need them. They control them. They were sold to them by people in this government, and they should be tried for treason. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage. It is 55 minutes after the hour. Michael Savage live here. We're talking about why is Harry Reid so obsessed with the Nevada rancher? Should the U.S. send weapons to the Ukraine? And why do liberals like Bloomberg fear guns and gun owners? There are many other stories. I'm focusing on these. And the lines have just opened up, 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation in drive time across the East Coast and, of course, early evening on the West Coast and in between, whatever the time may be. Let's go right now to WFTL in Florida, Fort Lauderdale. Mort, welcome to the program. Fire away, Mort.
Yes, those rare earths are even more pervasive than you're talking about. You can't make a refrigerator magnet without them. You can't make an electric grill without them. You can't make a cell phone screen without them. You can't make a computer screen without them. You can't make a TV screen without them. They're in everything.
Okay.
That's the point. Now,
but did you hear me talk? Did you hear me talk today on the program about the ranch that was sold? The piece of land under the MolyCorp. The MolyCorp Corporation, near the ranch property, and how it was sent over to China to be manufactured.
I have friends who are in the recycling business, and they're very aware of that because they buy magnets, and they know all about that because
they buy the magnets. What you don't know is that they now ship our most defense-critical heavy rare earth and rare earth magnet materials for processing in their Chinese facilities. That's correct. Our good friends in China, who have nothing but the best in mind for us, now control our military, thanks to the patriot Hegel the Bagel.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to hour number three of the Savage Nation, reporting yours truly, Michael himself. And we're talking about why is Senator Harry Reid so obsessed with the land in Nevada. We're talking about rare earths under the ground that have been sold to China. We're talking about why libs like Bloomberg fear guns and gun owners. We're talking about why the U.S. should not send weapons or men to the Ukraine despite idiots like McCain and Zabrinsky, who want a more robust intervention in another war. As you well know, they live off war, these people, in my opinion. Without a war, they're not whole men. Without a war, they're not a whole man. But, of course, it's another war for another man's son, not for them. But, nevertheless, they'd like us to be in the Ukraine. And we're talking about strategic materials under the earth as a result of the blind pursuit of dollars and cents by the Obama administration with regard for what is best for the nation's security and for our industrial base. The Obama administration has sold off a good supply of this supply chain and to China at that. There are U.S. and Canadian sources of rare earth supplies, by the way. But the fact of the matter is that bargain basement prices for Chinese-produced rare earths from the 80s through the early 2000s led to the disappearance of the U.S. and allies' supply chains, and the Chinese dominated that market. You get it? So it's U.S. policy that failed that gave them the ability to put us over a barrel. I have a caller from Nevada who is the owner of a mine for these rare metals, and again, this is something you're not going to hear on any other radio show. You couldn't get a guest better than what we're about to get right now, right out of the blue. Bob on KBET out of, I think, Las Vegas. Bob, what's on your mind on this rare earth thing? Am I off base or am I on base?
No, you're 100% on base. You know, our supply chain has dried up, but there's lots and lots of it still here and still available that is just very difficult to get, and those that know how to get it don't talk about it. I have owned these mines for about 6 years and have worked very diligently trying to work out how to refine the stuff out and have not been successful, but those that know don't share that information.
Well, Bob, I want to ask you, for the average audience listening, because the price has dropped on these rare earths because of a number of reasons, it's made it not commercially viable for you to really spend the money necessary to mine. Isn't that correct?
Well, yes, because they're rare earths, they come out at a very, very low quantity. You know, so you're talking moving thousands of tons of material to get an ounce or two. And,
wow. Okay, so it's rarer than gold. In other words, a man goes gold mining. That's baby talk compared to this. What are the names? Bob, name some of the rare earths we're talking about.
Well, you're talking about stuff like indium, osmium, holmium, cerium. For instance, cerium is critical in all laser technology and in the advancement of laser technology.
And where is the rare earth rhodium used?
Iridium?
No, rhodium. R-E-I-D-I-U-M. Rhodium. I'm joking.
Oh, I don't.
do you believe that there's any truth to this allegation that this BLM standoff had something to do with rare earths?
Oh, absolutely. The BLM tells us all the time one thing because they mean another. You know, that is something you just deal with them. 100% believe it. Now, you were talking earlier about the magnetic rare earths. Those are actually in the platinum group metals, and the platinum group metals are pretty wonderful metals. You're talking the platinum, palladium, iridium. Those type of metals that make up our electromagnetics, that kind of stuff. Real important stuff. Platinum group families, they say, oh, there's none of it here. We've never had any of it here, but there's buckets and buckets and buckets.
Well, what about the fact that we have systems used in the Joint Strike Fighter, the F-35 Lightning II, that's dependent entirely upon a Chinese supplier? Doesn't that tell us that something is wrong?
Absolutely, but things have been happening with Chinese for a very long time that have been telling us things are wrong. For the last 6 months, they have bought over 85% of the gold production throughout the world. They, they're cornering the market on all the different metals that they have in their own grounds. They're still buying up ours, you know, and that's all done for a reason.
Yeah. Well, did you heard in the last hour I played that radio show from the 1950s called All My Sons, about a corrupt manufacturer of defective cylinders in fighter aircraft, and how one of his own sons died as a result of his corruption and greed. I mean, it reminds me of that, doesn't it, in a certain way?
Absolutely.
Well, you're in the business, but it's not a great business because it's too costly to extract these rare earth minerals, correct?
It's not. I'm in the business. It's not that we haven't started production because we haven't been able to figure out how to extract a lot of these rare earths is a pretty closely guarded secret, especially when you get into the rare earths on the platinum groups. They don't want.
Well, Bob, I'm sure the Chinese would be happy to help you take it off your hands. I'm sure they're listening. I'm sure some of their lobbyists from Harvard or Columbia or NYU, you know, in the vicinity of Mayor Bloomberg,
I'm sure some of the good people from Bloomberg's area are listening to the show, and maybe they could contact Madeleine Albright, who lobbies on behalf of Chinese companies. For all you know, Madeleine Albright might come down and make you a brisket and make you an offer to buy your mines.
Oh, only if I could breathe that rarefied air.
Yes, only if you could breathe the rarefied air of Madeleine Albright. Bob, thank you for listening out in the desert there. I am telling you, I am flabbergasted at the level of corruption and greed, and I'm a cynic. I've been a cynic since I'm 7 years old, and I admit that it's not a very good way to live. I realize you're supposed to be positive about people, but I'm jaundiced on people. I have been since I'm a child, but unfortunately for me, my cynicism has been rewarded by the realities of the world that I live in. And the fact of the matter is, never underestimate your enemy, and never underestimate your government's corruption, and never underestimate the lies of the media. This story that I am talking about right now should be front and center in every newspaper in America. If we lived in legitimate times, it would be a screaming headline of the type I grew up with. When I was a kid, the Daily News, big block headlines. Rare minerals sold to China in desert. Rare minerals stolen from American soil. Extra, extra, read all about it. Rare minerals stolen by China. Extra, extra, airplanes can't fly. Extra edition. Extra, extra, read all about it. Rare minerals sold to China. Extra, extra. Treason, treachery, trickery. Extra, extra. Those were the newspapers I grew up with, so you'll have to forgive me for remembering how to tell a story. And if you think it's just a story, then I pity you. Then you belong on a television show with Bloomberg and Larry David. You don't belong listening to this show. Now let's go to some of the callers. 855-497-282 was the phone number. We haven't talked about the Ukraine yet. That story I was afraid was going to blow up in our face when I took off last Wednesday, and I said, I can tell you what's coming. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure this out. The United States and the EU pushed Russia to the wall, put their backs to a wall. What do you want them to do? You know, you don't even understand the story of what's going on in Ukraine. It's really simple. It's not that complicated. The European Union filled with the worst slime on the planet, in my opinion. They're the new Soviet Union. And I call it the Soviet Union light. The EU is Soviet light. And that monstrosity of a government wanted to add Ukraine to the EU for one reason. So they can gobble up they could gobble up in the western Ukraine the underground minerals, the underground deposits, which could be broken into natural gas, so they could be energy independent. I can't blame them for that. But in order to do this, they wanted to add Ukraine to the EU and then put them into NATO, which means that NATO could then bring troops and weaponry and missiles to the border of Russia. Now, if you were the leader of a nation who loved his people and loved his nation, unlike ours, and you said, no, I'm not going to let the European Union move troops and missiles to my border any more than I would let them overrun my country with illegal aliens. See, if we had a real president, he wouldn't have let the illegal aliens to overrun our nation. But can you imagine if Mexico decided to put Mexican troops and anti-aircraft missile batteries on the border with Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California? Can you imagine that? Well, that's what Putin was facing. So he said, no, I need a buffer zone. I need the equivalent of the West Bank to keep them from cutting my throat. So you could predict what he was going to do. And he did it methodically. 3 weeks ago, he was moving tanks and troops up to the border of Ukraine. Then for 3 weeks afterwards, he was cutting supply lines back into the heartland of Russia in order to supply his troops. Did you have to be a military genius to see this, to see what was coming? No, but if you were Hegel the Bagel, you'd be interested in making certain that women could be on submarines, women could be put into combat, gays could marry gays. That's the important stuff for a military under Hegel the Bagel. And don't blame Hegel, he's just like a guy who runs a casino. He's like the guy they hired to run in a movie casino, like a front man, like a lawyer from California. They put Alan Shmendrick into the front of the casino, and he runs the casino. But he doesn't run the casino. Hegel does what they tell him. That's why he's glad to have a job. If it wasn't this, what would he be doing for a living? I mean, there's enough bagel stores where he comes from. He couldn't open a bagel store. So what's left for him? See, he works for Obama. Whatever they tell him to do, he does. So I wouldn't blame Hegel the Bagel for this. He's just the casino manager. Meanwhile, the armored vehicles, the troops, there we are. And what's going on in our country at this time? Everything horrible that you could imagine. And in the midst of it all, Bloomberg says, hey, you know what, I'll spend $50 million taking away the Second Amendment. But he has the audacity, Bloomberg, to say it's not gun control. You got to listen to this. Listen to clip two, where this wonderful American, this superb American, who is so brilliant and so good and so funny that only Larry David and his mother could love him. Listen to clip two.
And it isn't gun control. This is simply making sure that people that everybody agrees should not be allowed to buy a gun, criminals, minors, and people with psychiatric problems, make sure they can't buy guns. If nobody's going to take anybody's gun away, nobody's going to keep you from hunting or target practice or protecting yourself.
Oh,
just
sure.
Just making sure that a handful of people sure. who we all agree shouldn't
oh,
have guns
yeah.
don't get their hands on them.
You're such an honorable man, Bloomberg. We believe every word you're saying. First of all, right now, you schmuck, you know criminals can't acquire a gun, so you're lying about that. Hey, liar, you know minors are not allowed to own a gun, so you're lying about that. You know people with psychiatric problems are not allowed to own a gun, you liar, so you're lying about that. So you know it's about taking away our right to bear arms. Who do you think you're fooling? Well, the fact of the matter is he figures you're a moron. He figures anybody west of the Hudson River who does not attend the Lincoln Center at openings, anyone west of the Hudson River who's not invited to have dinner with him and Woody Allen and Martin Scorsese, let's say, anyone who's not in that circle, anyone who's not in his circle is a stupid moron, and he figures you're so dumb you deserve to have not only your second but your first and your fourth amendments taken away. And if you let them do it, they're liable to reintroduce slavery into this country and turn you into a slave. I say fight them to the end. I wouldn't give up a bullet, let alone a gun. And I'm no macho dude. I wouldn't give up one round of ammunition that I have to these lousy liars. Not one round of ammunition would I give to these thieves and liars. And I'll tell you something else. What we saw last week in the desert tells me more than ever why the Second Amendment was written. It was written to protect us from these... Oh, I have such words for them. I warned you that the government would shoot on a fire on the American people. They were ready to do it. And the only reason they didn't do it is because Reed called them off the minute he was connected to that prairie fire. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Yes, indeed. The Savage Nation, America, is finally awakening up to the corruption and greed of the Obama administration. But as I pointed out to you, it's not unique to this administration. It's occurred before. It will occur again. However, in the past, we had artists and writers and others who would stand up to the corruption, and they were heard because they were all leftists and they were making believe that the government was all conservatives. But now that we have a left-wing, communist, corrupt government in power, the artists are not pointing out the corruption of this government for fear that they'll never work in their town again. And they're all cowards in Hollywood, every last one of them. I don't care if they belong to the Ben Franklin Stove Society. They're all cowards, they're all fakers, every last one of them, or this would not be happening. This would not be happening. Let's go to line 5. Mark on KKOH out of Reno. Line 5, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Mark.
How you doing?
Now, Mark, you say that you're involved. You're involved in this story in some way. How so?
Well, I was involved with a guy named Harvey Whittemore and partly with Terry Reed over a water and a patent deal that I had. They purchased it to develop some side businesses, but more importantly, I was a water rights and expert. Harry Reid and them wanted to move the Desert Tortoise in order for this Harvey Whittemore to build that big development down there where that solar panel place is at, but they also needed to get more property for the silicon. And I've seen Harry Reid fly into Reno in the dead of night in a private plane to meet with this Harvey Whittemore. Then when that had to happen, they knew they were going to have to move on the Bundys and some of those other ranches, so he used his influence to move the turtles over towards the Bundys place in order to use that as a pry bar to get rid of him. Then what they did was this Harvey Whittemore got busted with campaign violations, Democratic and Harry Reid type thing, and ended up in federal court here. Well, Harvey Whittemore's done. He got busted. He went to jail. Harry Reid flew into town, testified without anybody seeing him come into town. This thing is so much more than what anybody's talking about.
This sounds like the story of the century. This is almost like the movie Chinatown with water in Hollywood, water in L.A. in the 1940s. This is so big that it's going to require an Arthur Miller to write the story for people to understand how big it is. I mean, this corruption and greed is so monstrous, I don't know where this ends.
Well, you know, what people don't realize, Harry Reid's from a town called Searchlight, Nevada. If you drove 50 miles an hour and you went through Searchlight and blinked, you'd miss it. How did that kind of a man become the most powerful Democratic guy in the Senate? It's because of his influence, the water rights of the Paiute Indians coming out of, well, all over the state of Nevada.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. This goes much deeper than prairie grass for cattle. Well, thank you for sharing with us on the Savage Nation. Maybe a young journalist who's not drugged out of his mind on marijuana or Adderall will understand the danger we're in and write some articles for his college newspaper, which is better than the New York Times today.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now.
Why is Harry Reid so obsessed with the Nevada ranch? Why do liberals like Bloomberg fear guns and gun owners? Should the U.S. send weapons to Ukraine? Yet the only topic you want to talk about is the ranch scandal. And many of you understand what's at stake, number one, and how corrupt this really is. Many of you get the scope of it. And I've got callers waiting, lined up here like airplanes at an airport on a busy Friday. I am telling you this scandal literally supersedes, or it overrides, rather, virtually every other scandal I've seen in my life. This is so big that it would require an act of God for the American people to awaken to what's happened to them. When will this ever come to the public's attention? If the Fox News channel is burying it, what chance do we have? You know what Fox News is. It's an entertainment channel. You got leg crossers, lipstick smackers. You got men trying to be clever wearing nice ties, but they're not covering these stories. This should be front page news around the clock. This is not a joke anymore. When our national security is in such a state of disrepair under this administration, and the corruption is so evident even to the averagely intelligent individual that we can hardly build a fighter plane or a tank or run our ships without China now? We have to go to them for these parts? Do you understand what that means? Do you have any idea what this means? I hope you do. I'm going to take some calls now, because many of you understand what's at stake. I think this gentleman, Mr. MK, who's not disclosing his name on KVOC in Wyoming, understands the scope of the magnitude, rather, of this corruption. MK, fire away. You've got the floor. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I think that this scandal is going to make the Teapot Dome scandal look like a cakewalk.
Yes, that would be true if we had a legitimate press and a legitimate academic establishment. But as you well know, the Teapot Dome scandal, which I was taught in high school when I was a kid, which is a long time ago, that could never be written into the history books under this corrupt administration, because they control the education establishment, they control the newspapers, they control the TV, they control the film business. So how are the people going to find out how big this is?
They aren't, except maybe through you.
Well, that's as long as I can still do it. I got to tell you something. It's a miracle that I'm on the radio to begin with. And after the start of today's show, I didn't think the show would even go on. I don't know if you heard what happened for the first 30 minutes. Well, I hope you didn't, because it wasn't a pleasant 30 minutes of a plane heading right to the ground. Thank God you get a new audience every 15 minutes. So the first two 15-minute AQHs didn't even, they're the ones who lost the show, not you. You're in the later group that came into the tent. You came in a little later. KBOI in Idaho. Dave, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that the problem with the rare earths is much bigger than you maybe realize. China not only is trying to control the market and has been trying to control the market from the point of view of refining metals for the last 20 years, but they also sit on the world's largest reserves. I'm a geologist. I've been working around this stuff for 30 years. And it's a dangerous position that we're putting ourselves in this country, because it's not just rare earths that make the colors of computer screens, the red, the blue, and the green, but But it's also all the primary metals, copper, lead, and zinc. We send all of those into China, South Korea to be smelted today because we've shut down our refineries and smelters in the U.S. It's been a systematic thing that's been going on since the 90s.
Oh, yes, because the environment is so much more important than national survival.
Yes,
those evil refineries that make the gas for the hippies to use to go to their anti-American meetings. Yes, I get it. The smelters are dirty. Growing meat is dirty. Gasoline is dirty. I get it. It's called insanity. It's like an autoimmune disease. So you know more than I do about the strategic metals connection to all of this and the supply chain going all the way back to China. Isn't it true also, though, that Canada and Australia supply some of these rare earths?
Yeah, they do to a point, and because of the situation being what it is, Canadian mining companies have been doing a lot of exploration, looking for new deposits in more stable areas of the world, because everyone's afraid that what will happen next is China can control the price, not only control the supply. And so there has been sort of a boom in that area looking for it. It's interesting that this has come about as it has because I was the mine that you're talking about, the old Molycorp mine, it's over
yes.
in Mountain Pass, California.
Yes.
They tried to expand that mine, and they've been in the process of permitting an expansion for over 5 years and have not gotten an answer. I wonder if it's tied into some of this.
What, the Molycorp mine I mentioned on the border near California, but what about this? I've been reading about the REE mine in the U.S. and the Nevada-California border. What is the REE mine?
Rare Earth Elements is REE.
Right. And do you think that a rare earth element mine is really the issue beneath the Bundy cattle standoff?
It's hard to know for sure. I can tell you for sure from working in that area of the world going back all the way to the 1980s, that there's systematic work that is done by the BLM, all the federal agencies, to stop anyone from doing any mining, any ranching, any farming, any development. And they'll use the desert tortoise. I remember the first time I dealt with a desert tortoise issue was way back in 1986 on the east side of the Mojave Desert. It affected a drill program we were doing. They've been doing this for a very long time, and I'm not sure if it's tied to this issue, but the big issue is using the Endangered Species Act to stop people from doing things on federal land.
Well, I'm sure that you are familiar with the Strategic Metals Advisory Council, which has said the U.S. government has failed to protect our supplies of such very important metals, and that they must change their course immediately. You're aware, perhaps, of the Strategic Metals Advisory Council, I would assume?
Sure. And they put those kind of reports out, but there's no action taken nobody takes any action. If you were to try to permit a rare earth element mine today, you would maybe get it, at best, started into production.
Well, the issue is the Chinese dominance of the rare earth supply chain. For the average listener who's bored already, because we're not talking about a slut who's fallen down somewhere on a Murdoch-owned news outlet. We're talking about China, 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 dominating rare earth supplies which are required for our military to operate. That's what the heck we're talking about.
That's it.
That's it in a nutshell for the morons out there who already lost the attention span. They can't take it. Oh, let me turn to Fox News. There's someone with lipstick on. She must know what she's talking about. That's all. Let's talk about a serial killer now. How about the serial killers in the Senate? How about the serial murderers in the Senate who are murdered on national security? How about that for a program? The Bundy cattle issue is the face of it. The rare earth front is beneath it. The Molycorp rare earth mine is a part of the picture to some who have studied this. And it's all I can do today is tell you about this. I'm shocked that we've gone this low. I'm shocked. I don't know that the solar panels were the issue. I don't know that it was about solar panels on the land that the cattle were grazing on. Some say it's about rare earth elements. And some talk about the existing mine on the Nevada-California border. And we've had some experts in the field call the show today who confirm our suspicions. And I pray to God that today's program, which looked like it wouldn't even take off the ground, boy, that was some beginning. I pray to God this leads to a, what am I going to say, a government hearing? A government hearing, you hear this? A government hearing by who, Harry? Who's going to hold a government hearing? Nancy Pelosi? Maybe John Boehner will come out of Joe's bar, put down the Four Roses bottle. Say, rare earths? What do you mean rare earths? What are you talking about? Rare earths? What do you mean rare? What rare? I don't know what rare. No, I'm having a couple of shots right now. I'd like a rare steak. Is that what you mean? I'll take a couple of rare steak and a couple of more belts of the Four Roses. What do you mean rare earths? I don't know what you're talking about. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Yeah, the court is now in session. That's the country you're living in. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Maybe Eric Cantor will come to the rescue. Who knows? He's a great hope for the American people. Another great leader of the Republican opposition party. We have so many opposition members that are so diligent. They were out there with the cowboys. They all rode out there with the cowboys the other day. They were out there right on the front lines. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we the people. We the sheeple. We the sheeple. What is it going to take for us to wake up? You thought 9/11 would have awakened us. Well, it did. A lot of young men went to Iraq because of it. And they were awakened by 9/11. And many men put down their lives, and they then put their lives in a line, and they lost their lives, and their legs, and their arms, and their eyes. And for what? So that 40 million Iraqis could stab us in the back and sell their oil to China. You hear this? Then a lot of men put down their lives, and they left their wives, and they went to Afghanistan. For what? Tell me for what? Tell me what we've gained in Afghanistan with that corrupt government under that one that runs it there. One robber baron after another. That's what we were doing in Afghanistan. She said, well, you know, Michael, how much can you take of this? You're looking at this, you're going to get yourself sick. You're going to make everyone around you sick. I'm too far in to pull myself out of this. You know, you understand what I'm trying to say to you on the radio show. And two, my family even says you got to cut it out. You're going to make yourself sick if you keep this up because it's killing you to see how bad it is. So what choice do I have? Tell me what my options are. Do you want me just to leave radio and go swimming every day and play tennis? I don't play tennis, number one. Number two, none of that holds any interest for me. Nothing. The only thing that holds any interest for me at this stage of my life is trying to get the word out before it's too late, before there's no nation left. When I grew up, I was told, and it was a funny thing, I was told this by liberal professors, oh, you should leave the world a better place than you inherited it. Remember the liberal credo? Oh, leave the world a better place. Let's put some good liberal socialists in power, and they'll leave the world a better place. You wake up, they sold your father's coffin to the Chinese if they could make 10 cents off it. They'd sell your father's watch off his corpse in the ground if they could find a way to pull the watches off your parents after they were thrown in the ground. If they could mine your parents' gold out of their teeth, some of these bastards would sell it to China if they could make a nickel. Are you kidding me? These are villains. Villains! Pure villains! There's villainy in the land. Villainy in the land. And I'm supposed to leave the radio and have a happy rest of my life. I can't leave the radio and have a happy rest of my life. I can't leave when I see that the IRS is being used as a Gestapo to attack conservative groups by this Obama bum. This Obama criminal used the IRS as a Gestapo against conservative groups. And I'm supposed to sit here and say, you're just making all this stuff up because you're a racist. I'm supposed to buy that? Every criticism of this corruption is going to be covered up with... The new line is, everybody who criticizes Obama is a racist now. Even blacks who criticize him are racist. They lost their ethnicity. Any black who criticizes Obama is not really a black. No, he's a racist. He's in a hidden form. This is the country that we're in. The man lies on every issue in the country. Every issue that he touches is a lie. Everything the man says is a lie. So the Nevada standoff is what we've been talking about on the show today. And the issue is so big that, as a caller said, it's bigger than the Teapot Dome scandal, but most of you don't know what the Teapot Dome scandal is. It's of biblical proportions. This corruption now in the Obama administration has reached
biblical proportions. On that note, I'm going to take one quick call on WBAP in Dallas. Alan, welcome and fire away on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I appreciate your time and all your energy you're putting into this issue. I have for you a passage of scripture from the Bible that declares the problem in detail of what you're trying to address.
I'd like to hear the passage. Just read it to us. Let's hear it.
Okay. Like Ezekiel chapter 22, starting in verse 23 through verse 31. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion, ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. The priests have violated my law.
Alan, this is Holy Week to Christians around the world. This is Holy Week, and I have to say to you, thank you for finding that in the Bible. It's Ezekiel, what's the chapter, Alan?
Chapter 22, 23 through 31.
Well, maybe every preacher and every priest in the land will read it, and maybe every rabbi will stop talking about the Holocaust and start talking about the Holocaust against the American people being conducted right under their nose. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400.
All right, you're hot with Michael Savage. We're moving into the last few minutes of today's program. In drive time across the East Coast, I am on the East Coast. It's the first time I've actually done it in real time. It's an amazing thing to witness what's going on in this country. The standoff in the desert, in my opinion, was the Tea Party, the original Tea Party incident, the one against the Brits. It's the new Tea Party. The new Boston Tea Party occurred in that Nevada desert. My fear is that this government is so intent on ripping off the American people and selling virtually anything they can to the lowest bidder, as long as they're our enemy, that we are going to see more standoffs coming. And it does not take a genius to predict what will occur. Lives will be lost. Shots will be fired on both sides of these standoffs. And eventually, we may have freedom again in this country. I hate to even say it, but you don't have to be Einstein, and you needn't have invented the theory of relativity to see what's coming with this administration. They're using the government as a weapon against the people. They're using the culture of intimidation in order to put the American people into bondage. And for the Jewish people listening to this show who talk about slavery, open your eyes and stop looking at Pharaoh and start looking at the White House.
Savage.